Trump refuses to sign housing bill, stalling its federal CBDC ban. President Trump said he will not sign the recently passed housing bill until Congress passes the Save America Act, a voter identification measure he has pushed without success. He announced the move on June 24, 2026, canceling the planned signing ceremony outright. The detail that matters for crypto: the same bill carries a federal ban on a U.S. central bank digital currency through 2030, the provision the House sent to his desk in a 358-32 vote. For an industry that spent months lobbying against a retail CBDC, the ban was treated as a near-certain win. It now sits unsigned, attached to a bill the president is using as leverage in a fight that has nothing to do with digital assets. A signed ban turns into a bargaining chip. In a statement carried across crypto and mainstream outlets, Trump declared that today's housing news conference and signing is hereby canceled until such time as we pass the desperately needed Save America Act, per his quoted remarks reported by Cointelegraph. The Save America Act centers on voter ID requirements, a separate legislative priority with no connection to payments or crypto policy. The mechanics are simple. A bill passed by both chambers does not become law until the president signs it, allows it to become law without signature, or has a veto overridden. By withholding his signature, Trump keeps the entire package, CBDC ban included, in suspension. The ban does not take effect on the timeline its backers expected, and there is no fixed date for when it will. This is a procedural freeze, not a reversal. Trump has not opposed the CBDC ban. The provision moved through Congress with broad bipartisan support. The holdup is tactical. The crypto win is collateral in a dispute over voting law. The ban itself has not changed. Nothing in the bill's text was altered by the cancellation. The provision still blocks the Federal Reserve from issuing a retail digital dollar through 2030. Crypto advocates framed that language as a guardrail against state-controlled programmable money, the kind of system that could let an issuer monitor or restrict individual spending. The delay leaves the regulatory status quo in place. Without a signed ban, there is no new statute governing the question one way or the other, and the Fed's existing posture, which has been to study rather than launch a retail CBDC, continues by default. For now, the practical reality on the ground is unchanged for anyone holding or spending crypto in the United States. The legal certainty the industry wanted, though, is still pending. Stablecoins sit on the other side of the trade. The CBDC ban and the private stablecoin market are two halves of the same policy debate. A government digital dollar and a privately issued stablecoin both aim to put dollars on chain, but one is run by the central bank and the other by regulated companies. Blocking the first has been a way for U.S. lawmakers to signal that dollar-denominated digital money should come from the private sector under supervision, not from the Fed directly. A delayed ban does not change what stablecoin issuers can do today, since they already operate under separate rules. It does remove, temporarily, the clean political contrast the industry wanted to point to. That contrast is sharper this week because the EU has moved in the opposite direction, with a parliamentary committee advancing the digital euro. Two large jurisdictions, two divergent answers on whether the state should issue retail digital money, and the U.S. answer is now stuck at a president's desk. The signal worth watching. The open question is leverage. If the Save America Act stalls, the housing bill and its CBDC ban could sit unsigned for an extended period, turning a settled policy into a hostage of an unrelated standoff. If the voting measure advances, the signature likely follows, and the ban becomes law close to its expected timeline. Either way, the episode is a reminder that crypto policy rarely moves in isolation. A provision the industry treated as locked is now tied to the fate of a voter ID bill. The next concrete marker is whether Congress takes up the Save America Act or whether Trump relents and signs the housing package on its own.